Shumway urged policymakers to consistently fund enrollment growth, avoid reducing revenue when the economy is strong, and invest in technology and teachers. He noted education funding has finally returned to 2008 levels, but with more than 50,000 new students, current spending per pupil is actually less than what it was in 2008.
We cannot have the best school system in the country and be the lowest in the country in funding. For emphasis.
Despite the challenge, he said Utah leads the nation in dual immersion programs, increased ACT participation, and improved 8th grade English language arts proficiency scores.
I believe that we in public education have made good on our side of the equation with real, good faith efforts to do the kinds of things the public has asked us to do. Now it's time for policymakers to step up and invest in public education.
Shumway added partisan politics need to be left at the door because they give voice to extreme and simplistic solutions for complex problems. He'll step down from the state's top education post in January. Martel Minlove was selected this week to succeed him. Whitney Evans, KUER News.